Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, March 30th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is prepping a new version of Logic Pro X for the Mac that apparently has support for live loops. The feature has proven to be popular in GarageBand for iPad, and now Apple is looking to expand the experience to Logic Pro users. But Apple hasn't made this announcement official just yet. Instead, users on Reddit this weekend noticed that Apple's education website shows an image of a MacBook Pro running Logic Pro X. And what's interesting about the image is that the screenshot appears to show Apple's Live Loops feature in Logic Pro X. The Live Loops feature first came to the iPad version of GarageBand back in 2016, with Apple describing it as an entirely new and intuitive way to create amazing music. Essentially, what Live Loops is a way to build tracks with a unique column and cell-based design. There are a variety of Apple-designed loop templates that you can drop into your tracks, or you can create your own loops and use them in the interface. Bringing the Live Loops feature from GarageBand to Logic Pro X would be a major step in the feature's development. But as of right now, there's no indication on when Apple plans to release an update to Logic Pro X. Notably, Apple has removed the image from its website, so that indicates that it's likely a legitimate feature coming sometime sooner rather than later. And in related news, Apple last week extended the Final Cut Pro X free trial from 30 days to 90 days, and it also added a new free trial option for Logic Pro X, allowing users to try out the app for 90 days without paying anything. Elsewhere today, Apple has released a new COVID-19 app and website to help inform Americans about how to stay safe and prevent the spread of coronavirus. To develop the app, Apple teamed up with the CDC, FEMA, and the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The COVID-19 app and website from Apple allow users to answer a series of questions around risk factors, including details on recent exposure, as well as symptoms for themselves and those around them. And in turn, the users will receive CDC recommendations on next steps, including guidance on social distancing and self-isolating, how to closely monitor the symptoms, and whether or not a test is recommended at the specific time. And there are also details on when to contact a medical provider and when to not. The app also offers recommendations on things like telehealth, as well as the latest information from the CDC and local authorities. But one thing Apple stresses is that the new screening tool is designed to be a resource for individuals and does not replace instructions from healthcare providers or guidance from state and local health authorities. This is the latest expansion of Apple's efforts to help spread information related to COVID-19. So far, we've seen Apple promote a video from the White House Coronavirus Task Force in the App Store, Apple Music, and other places. And now you can download this new COVID-19 app from Apple or visit the website through the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, a new report from The Verifier says that Apple is developing Touch ID fingerprint biometrics for the Apple Watch. The report claims that Apple is currently tackling two different approaches to adding Touch ID fingerprint recognition to the Apple Watch. One approach would be through integrating a fingerprint sensor into the digital crown. This is the more basic implementation of the two options. You would simply place your fingerprint on the digital crown and it would act as a Touch ID sensor. But the other and much cooler method would be to add a fingerprint sensor under the screen. So if you needed to authenticate with Touch ID, all you'd have to do is touch your Apple Watch's display. So while Apple is investigating both of these methods, according to the report, it's not something on the docket for this year's Apple Watch update. Instead, the Verifier points to it being a Series 7 feature, and we currently expect the Apple Watch Series 7 sometime in 2021. But beyond Touch ID, the report corroborates 9to5 Mac's recent reporting on blood oxygen sensor and sleep tracking features coming to the Apple Watch this year. It's still unclear if these will be features exclusive to the Apple Watch Series 6, or if they'll come to older Apple Watch models with WatchOS 7. The Verifier says that there will also be improvements to Siri's capabilities, as well as a wider system UI refresh in WatchOS 7, but details here are unclear. While things like improved battery life and Wi-Fi 6 support are possible, the general industrial design of the Apple Watch is expected to remain the same this year. And last but not least, the Verifier says that the Apple Watch Series 2, introduced in 2016, will not be eligible to update to WatchOS 7. Presumably, this also includes the Apple Watch Series 1, as they both share the same dual-core processor and were both introduced at the same time. The Verifier has a mixed track record when it comes to reporting on new Apple software features. It's gotten several things right over the years, but its timing has proven to be inconsistent. We expect Apple to officially unveil watchOS 7 at the WWDC keynote in June. And remember, WWDC 2020 will be a completely online event this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.